LNV's audio diary for the 19th of January 2024. It is a Friday. First off, hang on. Let me check and make sure this is working. It appears to be. Yes, sorry. I actually recorded something not too long ago, or I thought I did, and it turned out I had messed up my button presses and didn't catch it. So, okay, yeah, it's just about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit after, and I am on my way into town to hit the pharmacy, not the pharmacy, drugstore, pick up some cold medicine for Mrs. Bronx. She's got a cold, it seems like, and if she's got one, I'm gonna get one. So let me get this in while I still can. So it's been an eventful sort of 2 weeks or so now. Well, it's 19th, almost up to 3 weeks. I think I went over it in a previous episode. If not, I'm going to give you a thumbnail sketch. We've had a lot of water problems in the house. Frozen pipes, burst pipe, our water heater died, and our washing machine broke, right? Now, I don't know about the water heater. That, I think, was a problem that was ongoing for some time. It became acute during that period, and the plumber found that it wasn't working right, all right? So, he was the one that pronounced it, but I guess it was going for a while. So, I'll let that one slide, but everything else, more or less, is probably because of the frozen pipes, right? Because I think some ice got into the washing machine and killed that. Every other part, this is one of those over and under ones with a washer on the bottom and a dryer on the top. We don't have room for both. And, you know, for two separate units, I should say. And I think, it's only the pump for the intake of the water that died. Everything, every other aspect of the machine is fine. Because when it did die, it was trying to fill, and it got about halfway, so we had all that water in there. And we were able to turn the dial to the spin, you know, the rinse or the spin and drain, and that worked just fine. And of course the dryer's separate entirely, so that works fine. But anyway, that's what we've been dealing with. And of course we've had no hot water. That is, until today. So we got a new hot water heater. We got a new hot water heater in, and I'm very happy with it. That went very smoothly. The electrician came in and he was overjoyed because where our water heater lives is like one, there's like just a piece of drywall separating that and the electrical panel. So he was done, literally, he was done in like 20 minutes to a half hour. He was out of there. The water heater took a little bit more time, but overall, you know, the plumber, when he came in, by the time he was there, and he was one guy alone, I helped him a little bit, but very little. He did everything else himself. By the time he was done, probably he was there for 2 hours, maybe 2 hours. And now we have hot water again. And this is a hot water, you know, electric hot water heater. And we won't have to, you know, I won't have to worry about the pilot blowing out in the wind. I don't have to worry about anything. It's all, oh boy, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have it. Anyway, that's a big relief. And that was today. Very expensive 2024 so far. Yeah, buddy. And we still have to contend with frozen pipes. Not today, not this past week so far. It's a nice mild week. But we could get another cold snap anytime. So we have got to get things properly insulated under there. Mostly right now, I just want to stop the wind from getting at it. Because that was the killer. That was what really did us in. And things are, you know, we got the insulation all around those pipes. We do have it around those pipes now to make sure that it's really good. Because it's an old rickety single wide cardboard house, right? So anyway, but there's more that can be done, more that needs to be done, and we're gonna have to do it in stages. So anyway, wow, the heat's way up in this car. So let's see. Anyway. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, aside from all that, what else? Well, we're going to the laundromat in town. But that's okay. That's okay. Expensive. It's gone up since I've used them. But otherwise, it's a nice place. It's not bad. Everything goes really straightforward there. That was no problem at all. We'll still be contending with that until we can get our washing machine fixed. But hopefully that will be, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks, we can get that done. Oy, let's see. I'm very happy right now to be recording on my media player because I lost it. For a couple of days, I couldn't find it. Well, really, about 2 days. The other day, I had to get the car serviced. That is more money, right? Had to get the car serviced, and I took care of that, but it needed regular maintenance. And, you know, I'm not a handy guy. I can't go fixing cars and stuff like that. But my big thing is, especially if we're running into a passel of troubles at the beginning of the year, the last thing we need are car troubles, right? So I decided it was money well worth spent spending. And I paid for the car to be repaired with the Patreon money. So thank you very much to my patrons. You know, you helped me survive. I know that's what the money's for, but you've done it. So thank you. So anyway, yeah, I'm in the car now, so I'm doing that. And it's all not good. It's all fine. It's all fine and dandy. Let's see. What else? Well, I'm not sure. I think that's the bad news and good news. It's mixed, right? You know, bad things happen. Well, we've met them one by one. We're working our problems. We're going through our problems. Working the problem one step at a time. So, the most immediate was the hot water. Right. Well, the most immediate was getting water back. We did that, paid for that, threw money at that. Then getting things done after that, fixing the problems as they came up and having hot water back. You have no idea. Maybe you do. Yeah, some of you listening would absolutely know what it's like to go an extended period without hot water in the middle of winter. I'm sure others, maybe all of you at some point or other have had to deal with it, but it wasn't pleasant. Was not pleasant. But, okay, I'm fine. We're fine with that. Let's see, what else? I've been working on the book, Volume 2, All He Surveys, Volume 2, up to Chapter 17. Really, I finished Chapter 17. 18 on needs, like, I did some surgery. I've been talking about having to do some surgery. I did a little transplant. I won't say what. Maybe later on when people are reading, they can say, yeah, I think I know where that was because this stuff doesn't go together at all, in which case I'll be busted. But I challenge you to find that spot. And if you can, then I know I failed. If you can't, then I succeeded. And there you go. You won't hear it now, and you won't remember this when the book comes out, but that's all right. But 18 on is a lot of surgery. I went through those chapters and I had little thumbnail sketches of what the plots were and then what I want them to be, right? And from the changes are profound and extensive, and it's going to take a lot of writing. So I've got that coming up. But I'm hoping that this draft can get done by the end of next month. That's my goal. By the end of next month, and then I'm going right into to draft 5, which is generally a polish, but because of all the surgery, it may need a little bit more than that. But overall, I think the progress is really good on this. Progress is good, and if I can, I'm gonna, you know, as soon as I'm done with this thing, I'm gonna start recording. And I'm going to record it all and then edit and release. That's what I did for risk analysis. I think it was the right way to go. I didn't do it for volume one because it had taken me so long to get volume one out, because remember, I wrote volume one and volume two, right? It was the entire book basically, but I restructured it to break it into two pieces. Blah, blah, blah. There was such a long period of time, I didn't want it to go another year before I could get the recording out. So I decided I'm going to record it and, you know, record some, release some, record some, release some, just let it go. But I think because people are already primed, you know, for the wait, you know, because I said it's going to be a while, I may as well do it the right way, record everything, and then release them as I edit them. And I think that's probably the way to go, because then if I get it all out of the way, anything that comes up later, weather-wise or problems with the shed or whatever, that's not going to be such a big issue. That is not to say that I won't be recording anything between now and then, because I got the first half of the final script for Edict Zero today. I've already read it. I've already highlighted all my lines and edited it and put it in a format and blah, 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 blah. It's all set for me to... I'm going to go over it a couple more times before I get into it. But it's all set for me to go in and record. Well, the shed is all torn apart because of this stupid water heater thing. Because we, you know, I had to tear things out to get our, you know, I bought insulation, I bought all this stuff, and, you know, I had to move things out of the way. We had to store the water heater in there, because I bought it so that they can install it, because it was cheaper that way. So, we stored it in the, you know, so the shed is all torn apart. My recording space is all torn apart. I got to put all of that back together. I got to find a spot for all the equipment that I have scattered and, consuming my available space in there. All of that's got to get done. So, and that's before I record. And I already told him I'm going to get it to him by next week. Next Friday, he says. Or I said. And he said he doesn't need it before then, so. And if I need to, I'll ask for a little more time. You know, I've done that before. Just keep him in the loop and all that. Fine, but this is the first half of the script. He thinks it's going to be about a 2-hour runtime for the final episode. He didn't want to break it up into two separate episodes entirely, which he's done for the last couple of episodes he's done, because they were very long, but he didn't want to do it this time because he thinks it's going to, you know, there's a flow to it, and he doesn't want to interrupt that, and I totally get that, so. So anyway, yeah, we're on the countdown for Edict Zero. Countdown for Edict Zero. Now, I have told him that I'll be available if he wants me to do anything for his next project after this, which he's already got carved out and ready. And he's done a few side projects. There was a side audio project called Captain Afterland, which is related to Edict Zero. And I did some voices on that, but I did them like a year before this thing came out, so I absolutely forgot what I did on there. They're just background voices. I don't think I had a major character on that. But I told him, if you want me to do it, and he's put out a poll for all the actors, because there's a lot of actors on the show. And he put out a poll, like, A, do you want to, if asked, you know, no guarantees that this is going to happen, because he hasn't written any of the scripts yet, but no guarantee it's going to happen. But if your character is resurrected in the next show, do you want to do it? Or do you want to do any other voices in future projects? Or both or neither, right? So I said, yeah, both. No problem. You know, I'll play Gage, who's my character on the show. Or I'll do background voices, or I'll do anything you want me to do. I don't care. It's fun. And, you know, I'm very humbled to be part of this project. You know, I'm very... Oh, my gosh. Every time I listen to an episode, it's like, oh, it sounds so much better than my shit, right? But that's okay. That's okay. At least I'm part of something really good. You know? That's fine. I don't have to do really good stuff. His stuff's really good. And I'm part of it. So, there you go. I'm happy. So anyway, yeah, I got to do that, and that means I gotta get myself organized and straightened out and get my recording set, you know, recording space back in order. So that's a thing to do. That's a thing to look forward to and try to get done. Oh, so let's see. What else? Man. We played the Star Drifter role-playing game. This was last Saturday. And they more or less finished the present adventure. I don't know. Did I talk about it extensively, like ad nauseum? Or was that just a note I made for myself? I don't remember. But at any rate, I'm not going to go into the plot or anything of that. But I was ready for a bunch of different directions they might have gone in. And they went with the most expedient, which I really appreciated that. But secondly, it was the smart way to go. You know, in Star Drifter, you don't get any extra points for fighting, right? Fighting doesn't get you, you know, experience points. It doesn't get you treasure. It's not like D&D. Solving your problem, that's what gets you points, right? And however you choose to do that is up to you. And the smartest way to solve your problem is to get other people to solve it for you, which is what they did. And that, to me, that was, it was sweet. It was exactly the smart way. It was the exact way to do it, to get, you know, in my opinion, the most enjoyment out of this game system, the way it's designed. Yeah, they could have gone in and had a big fight scene if they wanted to. It would have been extremely deadly, but if the dice were with them, they could have won, right? I mean, that's always a possibility, but it would have not been fun if the dice, even if the dice weren't against them, if the dice were just being, even-handed, it might have been a bad day. So, yeah, you know, It went really well. I had a lot of fun. I hope they did too. So we'll pick it up again, not next week, and not even the week after, I don't think. It's not until February that we're playing again. You know, we're so hands off on this. You know, it's like whatever, you know, works for people's schedule, and you know, and if somebody can't make it, we just, you know, reschedule and find another time when everyone can be there, because it's the best way to handle it, in my opinion. And if you're listening to this, dear listener, and you want to get in on it, drop me a line. You know, drop me a line. We're having fun. I'm experimenting with new rules all the time. Yeah. LostinBronx@gmail.com. LostinBronx@gmail.com. And you too can be a part of history. So anyway, yeah, that turned out pretty good. That turned out pretty good. So yeah, that's been, I have been working on different rule sets for the role-playing game. Things we haven't tested out. But they're really for the next version of the rules. So I've actually been working on the rules, too, on top of everything else. Yeah, it's going okay, I suppose. Going okay. So that's a lot of stuff going on, or a lot of stuff that has gone on. Man, we spent a lot of money on a stupid water system. Oh, man. I was worried we wouldn't have it, but we did. We did. We did have to buy the water heater, so that was a debt. That was something we had to put on the credit card. But everything else we were able to buy outright. So other than that, I guess that's not too bad, all things considered. So anyway, let's see. Anything else going on? I don't really know. No, I haven't been seeing anything recently, I don't think. The DC Animated Universe, DCAU, I think they call it. I have an acronym for everything. They just released the first piece of a trilogy that they've broken up, Crisis on Infinite Earths, which they're doing in animated form. And that has appeared, that I saw that, I think about a week ago. I was really impressed. They're following the comic book from back in the 80s, I guess. Yeah, it was back in the 80s. They're following it pretty closely, but they're incorporating stuff that's happened in DC Comics and just the DC Universe in general since then. They are incorporating that stuff, so it's not like stagnant and stuck in the 80s. I think they've done a really impressive job so far. It's just the first piece of it. And if you're not familiar with Crisis on Infinite Earths, but you're somehow familiar with DC, I don't know how that would be possible. But if that's the case, you won't know what's going on just yet, because in the first third of this story, it's impossible to know what's exactly happening. And I'm not going to go... I've talked about Crisis before in different formats. The CW did versions of it with their superhero TV shows. It wasn't anywhere near as impressive as can be done in animation or in the comics, obviously, because, but the fact that they did it was just amazing. You know, that they did it in live action is just incredible. I have nothing but respect for them for making the attempt. Amazing. But the animated seems really good. So if you're into comics, I do recommend it, because it's looking, at least so far, looking really good. And that's the only thing I've seen recently that I think is really only new thing I've seen recently that I'm really impressed with. Last night I rewatched The Batman, the live action film starring Robert Pattinson as Batman. And that's really well done. It's not flawless. I think they have a problem in their quote-unquote third act, as they like to say in these movies. Very often it's the middle, the second act, that they have issues, but I think the third act is where their problem lies, when the Riddler, who's the bad guy in this, in that film, when his big plan comes to fruition. I didn't care. It's a little muddy. The plot's kind of muddy, and it doesn't make a lot of sense in some places. In a lot of places, actually. So I think there's some plot issues, but man, it is so well done. It is so stylish. It really feels realistic, right? It feels like, you know, if Batman were real, this is how he would look, and this is how it would seem. If Batman were real. Whereas Joker, with Joaquin Phoenix playing Joker, that didn't have to be a Joker film. That didn't have to be a Batman film. It's not a Batman film because he's not really in it. Only very young Bruce Wayne is in it. But that is, you know, more realistic seeming. Far more than even this. This is extremely stylish, you know. If you haven't seen The Batman, it's extremely stylish and dark. But it's more like a serial killer murder mystery, almost, than a superhero film. But there's plenty of superhero stuff, too. I mean, he's Batman, so he's swinging around on lines and, you know, beating people up. And, you know, the Batmobile is so sweet. So sweet. It's so, so freaking cool. I like it a lot better than the ones in the Christian Bale movies. I never really cared much for that one, but I didn't hate it, but I was like, meh, and I don't think this is all. I didn't like those movies very much. I liked Heath Ledger's Joker a lot, but I don't like the movies very much. They don't make a lot of sense. The plots are weird and dumb. And I didn't like Christian Bale as Batman. And in point of fact, I don't like Christian Bale in anything he does. I'm not a fan of his. he's supposedly a really nice guy, so he's got that going on for him. But the only thing he's ever done, I gotta tell you, the only thing he's ever done that I really liked him in was when he was a teenager and he was in Little Women. And I thought it was a delight. He was just, you know, that movie's a delight and he was wonderful in it. And I really liked him in that. But I haven't liked him in anything since. Oh well. Just me, I guess. No accounting for taste. Well, anyway, I am at the drugstore. I'm going to let you go. Clearly, I'm padding for time. So I guess that's it because I am not home.